The person that you are today is most likely not going to be the same person that you are tomorrow, a month from now, years from now. So embrace this growth and lean into the resistance. I promise you, it is a clue.
Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon. If you found yourself here, it means you are ready to unleash the powerful visionary that lives inside you, turning you into an authentic leader who creates influence, impact, and change. Let's get started. My friends, I have been getting lots of questions lately about what happens after enrolling in things like courses or programs or coaching trainings and yet still needing help. Because I get it. A lot of times we will dive into some brilliant strategies that are out there, but once it comes to the actual implementation of what we're trying to grow and build, it can get a little hairy. Which is why I'm excited to announce that my team and I are putting the finishing touches on a brand new support container, which will allow you and I to work one-on-one with my team and in community to grow your offers, your revenue, and your brand. So if this is a season where you are really focusing in on growing your revenue and doing that through strategies like building out offers, better brand partnerships, wanting to build out a larger sales channel to really feed the greater business ecosystem that you have, to set up automations and systems and funnels so you can actually get paid without having to physically be somewhere, you are going to love this experience. In the weeds of implementation, it is so easy to get lost, which is why I'm so excited to finally have the own infrastructure in my team to offer a more done with you or done for you approach to what it is you're going to be learning. Essentially, me and my team become your team. You can take everything that we're going to be giving you, which is essentially what I did to build out the multi seven-figure business that I have today, and then we can build that out with you, or you can have me and my team build it all out for you. So if you want to be one of the first into this amazing experience, you can go to the link in the show notes and apply. There is no pressure in joining by filling this out. This is just an opportunity for you to really learn what's happening and what's going on with this new incredible experience. I am so excited to be sharing more. All you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest, or again, just click that link in the show notes, juliesolomon.net/interest. Hello, my friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Influencer Podcast. This is actually a part two of a three-part series. I started the first one a couple of days ago, episode 392. If you haven't listened to that one yet, definitely go back. If you have and you're ready for part two, welcome, my friends. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. It is your girl, Julie Solomon, here. If this is your first time joining in, welcome, welcome. Come on in. It's nice to have you. It's nice to see you. It's nice to be with you. If you have been like, girl, I've been listening to you for years, well, thank you and welcome back. So we are now in series two of three of a three-part series. It is all about money mindset, sales, embracing a new way of showing up and messaging who you are and the impact that you're ready and willing to create. And today, my friends, we are going to be talking about sales. Let's do it, shall we? Because we all love making money and getting those sales rolling in, but sometimes the process can feel a bit, I don't know, icky, sucky. So today I'm diving into some key topics that I actually cover inside my program, the Revenue Growth Lab. But first, let me remind you that if you want to learn more about that, all you have to do is go to juliesolomon.net/interest to apply to work with me inside the Revenue Growth Lab. The Revenue Growth Lab is pretty phenomenal. It is a beautiful experience. I'm going to call it an experience because it's not just a program. It's actually something that I've never created before. It's for those who want to elevate their brand, boost sales, refine hiring strategies, and really cultivate their visibility for their next level of growth. What is different about this is that this offer is more, how do I say, done with you and done for you that myself and my team provide. And so why I think that that is unique is that, yes, it's true. There's a lot of online education out there. There's a lot of people like me out there offering frameworks and solutions. Like, I am not special, but I do know that no framework will work for you if you're not in the right mindset and if you don't have the right operational setup to embrace.
Because sometimes at the end of the day, guys, we just need to talk to somebody. We just need that personalized support tailored to our unique vision, tailored to our unique goals, tailored to our unique business. And that's really where the real transformation comes in. That way, when you're facing a challenge, it is easy to get lost in the overwhelm. And we talked about that in part one 2 days ago. But what truly matters, I think, is finding the solution that resonates with you and your journey based on where you are today. And that just starts with a conversation. And that is why if you are looking for support and if you're looking for me and my team to become your team, this is great for you. This is also perfect for experts, whether you're a coach, a service provider, an entrepreneur, maybe you've made some money, but you know that you can be and should be making a lot more each month. If you just go to juliesolomon.net/interest, apply, and then we can have a conversation. Because I believe that you need to be able to talk to a trusted source who can actually guide you in crafting and nurturing your very own framework, one that aligns perfectly with your desires and your ambitions. Because it's not just about solving a problem or checking something off a box. It's really about sustainability and empowering yourself to thrive. And I think that that first step is having a conversation with someone that just gets it, someone that you know, like, and trust. And again, that is where me and my team, we come into your world. Basically, we become your team and we give you the mindset, the strategies, the system, everything that you need to scale to that next level. Whether you're making 50K today or 500K today, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're ready to transform. You're ready for a different result. You're ready for a new solution. So with that, my friends, juliesolomon.net/interest, and let's get into sales. Okay, so I want you to picture this for a moment. A flood of people rushing in, eager to buy from you. Deep breath. How does that feel in your body right now? Not just your head, but deep down. Close your eyes even if you need to, not if you're driving, but just really feel that. How does that feel in your body? Does it feel expansive? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel open? Or does it feel restrictive? Does it feel tight in your chest? Do your shoulders start to roll forward? Do you kind of curl up in the fetal position? Understanding this feeling is what I like to call alignment because your body holds the answers, my friend, and revealing any blocks that you may have around receiving money, making sales, making offers needs to be addressed. And I want to talk about the importance of aligning your behaviors with your beliefs. Now, we talked more about that again in part one. So go back to part one if you haven't listened to it yet. That is episode 392. But really, when it comes to alignment, your actions are like the tip of the iceberg, really reflecting what lies beneath the surface, which is like the minutiae of it all. And if your mindset isn't aligned with your desires, you're going to encounter that resistance. And that is why awareness is key. We talked about that last time. So as you navigate this journey of entrepreneurship, you have to remember that it is a constant evolution of growth, of pivots, of failures, of falling smack down on your face sometime, and of massive triumphs and impact. And the person that you are today is most likely not going to be the same person that you are tomorrow, a month from now, years from now. So embrace this growth and lean into the resistance. I promise you, it is a clue. Now, I want to get down to some tactics here and some strategy. So when we think about sales, a lot of time people think that selling sucks. Have you ever thought that, said that to yourself? But I have a question for you. If someone jams their finger in a door and you have a Band-Aid in your purse, would you offer it to them? Yes or no? Or would you wait, watch what happened, wondering if offering support would be too much, too annoying, too salesy? Would you say to yourself, oh, I don't know, I think I need, 10,000 more followers who are also bleeding in order to offer this Band-Aid to them? I don't think so. I think you're a pretty remarkable person who would likely offer them what you have. Because when you can help, you offer support. It's like this natural thing. And I believe that selling should be too. Because selling is not about pressuring someone to do something. If you feel that way, that's actually that mindset, that resistance thing that's coming up for you that you have to overcome because that's a belief system. Selling is actually really simple. If you have something that can help bring joy to someone or solve a problem, it's generous to offer it, and that is sales, my friends. Selling is generous. Now, for those of you that are hearing this and you're saying yes, but you're thinking no, let's dive into this more. Because I get it. Oftentimes, selling can feel like a really daunting task. especially when you've poured your heart and soul into creating an offer that you genuinely believe in that can make a positive difference in people's lives, and you get excited to share it with the world. Oh, and then the vulnerability of that, of actually putting yourself out there, of actually sharing it, of potentially being judged, it holds you back. And then you get worried. You get into that overthinking. You start thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to sound too sleazy, too slimy, too pushy? You fear rejection. You fear hearing the word no, which again is all totally logical human responses, by the way. But I'm not talking about being logical here. I'm talking about really tapping in and tuning into your heart. Yes, we need our brain. We love our logic. It keeps us safe. But what about that expansiveness? What about that thing that goes deeper than logic? What about those passions that move us to create impact like we've never had before? And many times, because of all the feelings and the fears, instead of confidently making an offer to those who could really benefit from it, by the way, you hold back. You're unsure how to navigate the sales process without feeling uncomfortable because, OMG, can you imagine having even more discomfort on top of the vulnerability of sharing in the first place? It's like, ooh, gross. No, I don't want that. So I just want everyone just to take a moment here and just notice how talking about sales is making you feel. Just notice it. We don't have to judge it, but just notice it. And as you're noticing it, I want to come in with some logic for you. My friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers. And you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Yeah, okay, because we love to be logical. So here's some truth. You're already selling all the time, my friend. You may just not be aware of it. In business, a large part of your communication is dedicated to persuading others. Whether it's your social media posts, your emails, on your website, networking and building community, it's not any different. You sell an idea or you suggest a course of action and share your values in hopes of persuading someone. And it's even the same in our personal lives. I mean, think about it. Every time we suggest a restaurant, a book to read, a podcast we've enjoyed, we're not only selling our perspective, but we're also sharing what we feel is important. My friends, I know that you do this on the daily with probably without even thinking about it, right? You're not logically thinking about doing that. You're doing that because it's service, and that is sales. So sales is actually not this logical thing. It's the reluctance to sell that you're getting lost in the logical. And that can stem from various factors. You know, it could stem from past experiences of feeling pressured yourself by people with overly aggressive sales tactics. It could be that fear of rejection or failure. It could just simply be a lack of confidence in your own abilities to sell effectively because you don't know what you don't know and you can't do what you've never done. We don't sell by thinking about it. We sell by doing it. And here's the best thing. Sales doesn't have to be this way. It's not about forcing someone to buy something they don't want or need. Selling is relationship-based. It's about genuinely helping someone solve a problem or achieve a goal. Just think about the Band-Aid example again. When someone is in need, offering support is a natural and generous response. Even thinking about like in our personal lives, like when you go, like let's say you're listening to this podcast episode right now, and then you go and you tell a friend to go listen to this. You're like, I love the influencer podcast, Julie Solomon. Have you heard of her? She is great. She's going to help you X, Y, and Z. I got so much value out of this. That's a sell. You're not thinking about it. You're not, you know, pressuring, oh, should I tell my friend about this? No, it's just this natural thing that you want to share. And selling should be no different. If you have something valuable to offer that can genuinely improve someone's life, it's not only okay, but I think that it is part of our jobs as caring, loving people to share it with them. So the solution lies in reframing our mindset around selling and then using our established brand authority to take the pressure off. You want to see selling as an opportunity to serve and make a positive impact, whether it be some daunting task to be avoided. Because when we approach sales that way, like ain't nobody selling anything. But it's the enthusiasm to show up and serve and be that light and shine bright that leads to sales. And when we approach selling from this perspective, it becomes much easier to do it with confidence and with ease and, dare I say, fun. We can actually have fun with this. And I just want to share too, like when I just a little like personal story in a moment here. We know that sales is crucial to growth, right? If we're not making offers, if we're not making money, we don't have a business, we have a hobby. Sales is crucial, which is why I have the Revenue Growth Lab now, because I know so many of you get so hung up about this. So if you need help to master the art of sales, then go to juliesolomon.net/interest and apply. But here's the thing. Success isn't just about strategy and neither is sales. It's about aligning your energy with your goals. Your mindset, your emotional well-being, your mind, body, spirit, it plays a huge role in your business success. It's 80% of the game, my friend. So if you're feeling stuck, it's time to tune into the energy and make sure that your mindset is on point. And I just want to share, just to kind of like illustrate the importance of this. When I first started out, I was hustling nonstop. I mean, you couldn't stop me from just going and going and going and going and going, but it wasn't getting me anywhere. It only led me to burnout and frustration. And it wasn't until I shifted my mindset and really embraced this self-belief of what was possible, I saw real progress. Sales started to flow so much easier because I believed in my gifts. I was excited to share them. And I trusted the process, even when I didn't get it perfect, even when I didn't get it right all the time, even when I failed. So how do you make the magic happen? Well, it starts with putting the right ingredients into your cake. So to speak, let's say that you're baking a cake. You're going to be able to add your little magic, you know, flavor of something. We've got the core foundation of what's needed, right? But then you get to add your magical ingredients, your self-love, your patience, your belief in yourself, your unique experience and angle and how you look at the world. And when you think of it in terms of baking, I love to bake. I know I've used a baking analogy a lot on this podcast, but you can't rush the process. But with the right ingredients, now you do have to have the right ingredients, and that's where strategy, coaching, support, implementation come in. But with the right ingredients, with a new mindset, and with just a little patience, you can create something truly delicious. And I know in this game, it is so hard to be patient. We live in the world of like, I want it all and I want it now. Like Amazon Prime, it's going to be here in 45 minutes. But we have to remember success is not some destination 3-hour thing. It's a journey. And you've got to celebrate your wins along the way. And you can't forget to give yourself a little extra love and acknowledgement because you are doing amazing and your dreams are within reach. You may just need a little help. So if you're ready to level up your sales game and master that mindset to get to the next place and have a support system to help you along the way, then just head on over to juliesolomon.net/interest to learn more. Now that is all for today's episode. I'm keeping these really tight and actionable because I want you to really think through the sales piece for yourself. Think about those things. Think about what may be holding you back. And then from there, I want you to meet me back here next week because we have our final part 3. It's dropping May 13th. If you haven't listened to part 1 yet, that dropped May 6th on episode 392, go ahead and do that. You can re-listen to this one if you want. And then we're finalizing this series next week, episode 394, to bring it all in. So we've talked mindset, we've talked sales. Next step, we're going to be talking about how to create and attract those people into your world by creating this beautiful messaging, this magnetic, juicy messaging to get it going. So I'll see you same time, same place next week. As always, thank you so much for joining me today and every week here on the Influencer Podcast. If you're wanting to dive deeper into the topics and discussions that we have here, I would encourage you to head over to juliesolomon.net and sign up for my weekly newsletter. It is in our amazing newsletter community that we are able to really support you on a much larger scale. And I love to do a ton of amazing things that I send inside your inbox every single week. So just head over to juliesolomon.net. You'll see a little spot there that you can add your information in, and you will get on the list and start receiving all of that good stuff. When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational as episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.